And a very good morning to you once again. Adam Lepp here, co-host, producer, and coordinator of The Protector Show with security expert Ed Johnston. Ed is with API Security in nearby Worthington, Ohio. He's been in the business for about 40 years. He is a walking encyclopedia of security, both current solutions to keep you safe at your home, office, when you walk down the street, and of course online and even in the car. Today we're going to talk about a topic that's definitely of interest to me as a technologist of sorts, emerging trends in security. Again, how technology and general people smarts and experience get woven together to provide the best ways to stay safe in pretty much any environment. Ed, thanks again for being on the program today.
Well, thanks, Adam, and thank you to our listeners out there. It's been definitely a great run with talking about security each week. And what I like to talk about today is the trends of security, and I'm going to kind of bring this all together with what we've been talking about for the last few weeks here, and hopefully maybe this will jumpstart some people into thinking about their security in another way. When we talk about emerging, it's phenomenal how technology, Adam, is changing within our society so rapidly. And I was talking to another co-associate the other day, and we were talking about the simplicity of music systems, where now you have Alexa and you have Google, where voice activated, you can basically instruct music or other types of commands through the voice activation. That's one trend. Another trend is I was talking to a group of students this last week, and they were asking about how you can integrate security within Alexa or Google, and how's that changing, and whereby with a command you can observe a camera, or you can turn on or off a security system, or even a light. These emerging systems, it's changing so quickly that you really have to keep up. And even within your profession, Adam, I bet you could probably share a few stories yourself about that.
No question. It seems like every day I have to learn about something new, or just when I thought I figured it out, I get thrown a curve, whether it's the start of baseball season like the current situation time of the year is, or it's middle of the winter. I think I figured out how to make someone's server or make someone's website secure and the most efficient, and we read about some risk. The vulnerability with the Intel processors, that was in the news. All the scripting that's used on websites, we have to stay abreast of any potential problems every day. We want to use the best solutions for people, that they're fastest, and help them get the most bang for their buck. But if it's not secure, it's really of very little value whatsoever. That's kind of coincident with the way you guys do business, Ed. You want to use great technology, but A, it's got to do what it's supposed to do, and that is keep things secure, and B, it's got to work to begin with. A lot of this new gadgetry doesn't work quite as well as some manufacturer claims, and you don't want people to be beta testers. You want to provide a solution for a business or a home that does exactly what it's supposed to do, if not work better. And that, of course, makes you look good and gives you a happy customer for life.
Well, how these trends are changing, Adam, is that we have individuals out there now that says, hey, I just want to buy the equipment and I'll go ahead and install it. And it gets kind of scary because there is no history for those that want to install their own systems. And there is too many ways from a firewall standpoint that people can get through. And let me give you a perfect example of that, listeners, is that let's just say that you get your own camera and then you connect it to your computer. And then from there, you can access it remotely. Well, the problem is a lot of people can connect, plug and play, but there's many people out there that can hack those kind of systems because there isn't enough passwords and firewalls. And who knows who could be watching you from another country, because they have the knowledge and the technology backing to say that I can get through and watch you or watch your place. That's how scary these trends are going. So what's cheap, what's inexpensive, and when you do it yourself, you are now compromising your own security and your own privacy when you allow that. Another thing is, it's when you are on a computer and you have a camera, many times those cameras can be hacked. And who knows who could be watching you while you're working on a computer. These are the scary trends that I'm seeing every day. And when someone says, hey, I want to do something new, my response is, if I haven't tested it, if I haven't certified it, I won't recommend it. But for a buck, a lot of other companies are just looking for your dollar. And that's the scary part of what's cheap, you should question. What's has been proven will cost you more, but will provide you with better security. Your thoughts, Adam?
That's a good point, Ed, and actually very timely. They say that smart people think alike, and I would agree. Yesterday on my show, the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, on, of course, every Tuesday and Thursday between 9:13 a.m. Eastern Time and 10, I talked about the smart TVs, which really aren't very smart, or maybe they're smart Alex. Statistics say that 68% of all TVs that are currently being sold are smart TVs, which means that they can connect to your internet and allow you to use services like Netflix and Roku and Hulu as an alternative or a supplement to cable and over-the-air television. However, like any connected device in what we call the Internet of Things, these devices are vulnerable to intruders that may be able to change the channel or other settings, which is kind of spooky but also a little dangerous, especially since these hackers often have ulterior motives. In addition, and this is mostly in the Samsung TVs, and of course they're a leading brand of these kinds of products, but other brands are also subject to this security compromise. LG, for example, another one of the big brands. And in addition to this ability to snoop and to find out what it is you're watching and possibly change that, the companies will gather information about your viewing habits and exactly what you do with that device. And obviously that information, in addition to being private and personal, as we all value our space, say a man, woman's home is their castle, but maybe not in the case of a connected device like a smart TV. Samsung or LG or the manufacturer can find out about your viewing habits, other things which they really have no business finding out about, and sell it to advertisers, use it to improve their own products, etc. They do claim that with some settings, you can opt out of this data collection, but just like with Windows 10 and the iPhones, and we read about this every day, they may claim that you're opting out, but they still find a way to snoop on you. And it's never a bad idea to get a security audit of these products that you think you can trust the most by contacting a company like API Security or your friendly neighborhood computer tech like myself. Security manifests itself in many ways. And when I saw that story about how a smart TV can be changed from an outside hacker, a chill ran down my bones. So it's hard not to worry about security in almost anything we do in our day-to-day lives. And as Ed said, just because something is the latest and greatest and you want to be the first on your block to have that item doesn't mean that it's a good idea to purchase it. Have it checked out by a security expert or by your IT person. Don't use it for anything that's overly critical. Sometimes they say don't buy a car the first year it comes out so they can work the bugs out. Well, perhaps, even though automotive engineering has, I think, improved greatly in the last 20 years or so. But with these fancy devices, yeah, have them checked out if you're not sure. Read the reviews. Ask questions about security and anything else you need to know. If the salesperson, if you're buying it at a brick-and-mortar store, if the salesperson doesn't know the answer or won't answer your question, talk to the manager or call the manufacturer. Look online for reviews, but again, not everything you see online is reliable. But make the best decision. You know, tickling a few brain cells works wonders when it comes to picking the right products. Let me ask you, Ed, do you guys have a smart TV at your house or at the office?
Not yet.
Okay, but what did you think about the fact that 68% of TVs sold are these smart TVs, but does it worry you a bit to find out that these TVs are subject to hackers and that Samsung, LG, and these manufacturers might be collecting usage and other information without really telling you or possibly misleading you or, hate to say, even lying to you about the ability to opt out of collecting that data?
Well, that's the thing. You know, with the trends going on within security, like anything, you should be knowledgeable of what you're purchasing, understanding what the pitfalls can be, as well as the benefits to any kind of electronics that you do purchase. But you know, when we're talking about other types of trends, Adam, is that, you know, I know we talked a few weeks ago about church safety and churches that should be looking towards more safety. And we can even go beyond that, is just talking about just public places, courthouses, to shopping malls, those places that draws large crowds. This should be a concern on everyone's minds. Large crowds, and what are those security concerns? What we're finding out within the trends is that people are starting to now target, and we're talking about all ages, targeting large groups. And these large groups could be even at a rally. We've seen that firsthand in the last couple of years with large rallies, how those kind of break out. Wherever those rallies are, you should think before going to participate in a rally. You should think, like, what are the security concerns going to any kind of large group gatherings? Whatever you can do, think what's the purpose and what's the why of going to those areas. Like anything, it's being aware, being observant, and reporting is very important to law enforcement, that we need to have that observance and be diligent. And there's been a lot of bystanders that's helped in deterring major crimes or major assaults. So like anything, when we're talking about trends, these I know I've talked about many different times before, but like anything, they should be revisited in different ways. Your thoughts, Adam?
I agree. You have to keep abreast of any changes, any potential risks, any caveats, especially in our fast-moving society. And ask around. Use your best instinct. Because instinct, when you've been in business, and you've been in this business at 40 years, nothing replaces the instinct. No book you can read, no colleague you can talk to. And that's the best way, just like with any professional. Plumber knowing where a leak's coming from, a doctor knowing or at least suspecting what a medical problem might be. Auto mechanic, you tell him about some noise and he knows right away, it's the water cooler or what have you. That applies in our business also. I often can figure out what's wrong with a computer or a network if somebody just explains the problem. And in your case, Ed, just talking to the customer, can't put a price tag on that. Finding the right solution and making sure of that, even if it's the latest, not the latest and greatest, it's the best way to fix it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the other things we talked about was investigations and types of investigations. And it'd be always nice to hear from some listeners if any of these helpful tips helped with you know, knowing more about who you're going out with, to who you're working with, or like anything with investigations, the types of investigations with what we do, it's so very helpful to understand those guidelines. And sometimes what I found within the investigations is sometimes who you think you know, you don't. And like anything, it's going that step further to help and to be knowledgeable. And remember this within investigations that, like anything, what you see on the internet is not verified. You cannot take that for truth, and that it needs to be further checked out before you should ever think that that is true information. So many times, like with fake news, information is not correct, and unless you verify it, it becomes a very embarrassing situation. I know we talked before, Adam, about some of your adventures within doing investigations.
For sure. People often ask me to find out the history of somebody, even a family member or someone that they're dating or a family member is dating. And there are many good resources on the internet, but some of these you got to take with a grain of salt. And, you know, Ed and I kind of joked about, well, if their name isn't John Smith, you should be able to find them. But again, some people with difficult last names are difficult to find. And sometimes a person who would seem to be hard to find sticks out like a sore thumb. Just when you thought you figured out the whole game, if you find out you missed something or you learned something, find out a way of acquiring information that you were not aware of before. And the best way is going to take a team approach, a proactive approach. Use the skills that you've acquired as a professional in the security business and the IT business, and just knowing what to look for. And when, again, as Ed said, when it comes to emerging technology, it's nice to have something that, I guess they used to say, be ahead of the Joneses, be the first in your block, or the first company of your kind to use it. But just be sure that it is reliable. And just like with these smart TVs, yeah, it's nice to have them. And I don't have a smart TV either. And honestly, Ed, since the whole concept of the smart TV came out, I've been a little leery about it because I don't think they're secure. And yeah, I'm right, which I guess is good and bad. It's good that I'm smart, that I suspected correctly, but bad that 2 out of 3 TVs are sold and they're all a potential security risk. Of course, that'll keep you and keep me busy, but it doesn't look too good for our society, and that we have to worry about something like a television. And we have the joke from a couple of years ago of the microwave spying on you. I don't think that microwaves spy on you, but again, your TV can. I mean, there's a difference because the TV is a connected device; the microwave's not. But I can understand why somebody might think that.
Well, I've actually had people come to my office before and tell me that they hear voices out of a TV. And that someone's watching them. What's your thoughts?
They might be right. Again, a smart TV can be hacked. So it might sound silly, but you know what? No, your microwave doesn't spy on you. But the I'm not sure about voices coming out, but the TV can very, very possibly spy on you. And a channel can be changed remotely. Remember, the idea of a smart TV is it uses the internet. It uses a network accessible anywhere in the world through any of a number of kind of devices to make changes, to listen, to monitor.
Well, this particular person actually had foil over their head.
No, it wouldn't surprise me. One thing I see a lot of is people take the built-in webcam on their laptop. A lot of laptops have those nowadays, or a tablet, and they cover it and think, well, somebody's spying on me. Well, the truth is, if it gets hacked or you visit the wrong website, it could. Again, it's just going to see your face, although people may have a view, which isn't something you want to show to your kids, so to speak. The bottom line is, if you take the proper security precautions, you know, all jokes aside, the camera is only going to be in view when you tell it to be. Just be sure that you're using good security software, a firewall, and really nothing replaces good old fashioned common sense. And don't be afraid to ask your IT professional or your security professional, because, as my mama said, the only stupid question is the question not asked. And more than likely, if you think it's a stupid question, 1,001 other people want to ask the same thing but are embarrassed to. And no one ever died of embarrassment. You might save somebody from a lot of headaches.
Well, talking about other headaches, I know last time we talked about workplace violence and, you know, just a few highlights that I'd like to hit on a little bit different about security trends is a very serious one, and that is health, mental health to the point that those that maybe actually have a mental health problem to those that are becoming unaware that they are starting to have recall or other mental health issues. And I'm talking about with what I'm starting to see is the older generation that's wanting to continue working, but their ability to recall or to memorize is becoming more difficult. And like anything, we don't always talk about our brains. We don't think about our brains, but our brains are ones that we should take a lot of interest in and trying to keep healthy. And there were some studies done a few years ago about how the environment and what we take in and what we do to our own bodies is really hurting our brains. And there's a number of different specialists that I got to listen to about brain health. But the other concern about workplace violence is the concern that is an external internal force. And I know I didn't hit on this the last time, but when I'm talking about internal, it's how our work environment is changing how we treat each other within the workplace. The external is what's going on in our lives, in our direct lives, but also indirectly of what we're taking in. So, for instance, the more that we read about negativity, about violence, about things going on in our society, is causing this mental breakdown of stress. And then we take it into the workplace, and then here we are trying to work, and then we have our own challenges. And it's that level of disrespect or disaccord. The disrespect, meaning we no longer have that ability to be respectful, but the disaccord, where there's no longer guidelines to guide us through those particular tough times. What I'm seeing within the trends is how both of those are creating this mental distress. Mental distress to the point that how much more can anyone take on before physically you start breaking down? And so some of the security trends that we're seeing within the workplace is all those pieces. Now, from an employer standpoint, how do you protect yourself? That's changing. But it comes back to policy and procedure. And what are you doing to enhance a positive work environment? A positive work environment is defined out of every industry. A positive work definition is also federal and state guidelines. Like anything, from an employer standpoint, revisit what you're doing. What can you do to enhance a safer environment and have a more positive workplace? For the worker bees, like anything, being observant, taking care of your health, reporting when something's not going right to your superiors. But like everything else, the security trend is starting to get to the point where you should be documenting, you should be reviewing, you should be having meetings with your associates. Like I said before, we didn't hit on that before. On that particular topic during the segment. What's your thoughts, Adam?
Ed, when you read the news and you hear people like me talk about security and snooping risks with devices like smart TVs, it causes a lot of stress. As I said, man, woman's home is their castle. And if in your castle, you're concerned, and rightfully so, that someone is snooping while you're watching your favorite TV program on Roku or Netflix, you know, let alone the jokes about the microwave spying on you, that's one thing. I mean, we know that that's kind of ridiculous, but the smart TV, that's true. And believe I wouldn't talk about it if I wasn't genuinely concerned about it. Those things add stress, and we have enough negativity in the news right now, economic and political situation in this country, to say the least, is fragile. And that adds to stress, obviously, and you don't want to take that stress to the office. Maybe ironically, the office can be a place to unwind, do what you love doing, and again, make some money doing it. And we want to keep the stress factor down. You know, I don't know what the solution is. I don't claim to be people smart, but I would say is to try to separate any of those stresses that you have in your regular life. Do the best job you can at the office, but again, point out anything that you're concerned about.
Yeah, like you said before, the passion of what we do in our own lives, that's what keeps us to a more positive level. What we do within service, within our community, keeps that balance within harmony. And then last but least is what we do within our own families, keeps that sincerity to keep harm away from us. And like anything, these are helpful tips. These are helpful ideas that hopefully will guide you through a better success within securing your lives, your family lives, and those that you love into a better harmony. The other thing that I know we talked about before, and once again, this prepaid legal, and once again, I would like to introduce the individual that had talked about prepaid legal, and like anything, within concluding of this show, I want to once again thank our listeners and everyone else for listening and hopefully learning a little bit more about security and the emerging security trends. Thank you.
We are pleased also to have a special guest joining us via the magic of Ma Bell. Ed, tell us about our special guest this morning.
Yeah, special guest Adam is Gennell Stanley. She's been with Legal Shield for the last 18 years. And a little bit about herself, we've been working together for quite a few of those years. At API, we are a member and associate member of Legal Shield. Gennell, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know we've talked a lot about Legal Shield in the past, and why don't you tell the listeners with some of the benefits and with what this program is all about, please.
Well, sure. Legal Shield, excuse me, Legal Shield is to the consumer what like a health plan is, to give you affordable access to your doctor and have access to your dentist with your dental plan. There's also such thing as a legal plan, and that's what Legal Shield is. We are kind of the cutting edge. We kind of started this market some 40-some years ago, and what we do is provide affordable access to the use of an attorney for everyday life situations. Most people would use an attorney more often if they didn't have to check their wallet or worry about whether they were going to, quote-unquote, mooch some advice from a family member or friend. But it gives you the ability to make better decisions because you can always talk to someone from your provider law firm about what's going on in your life, whether it's insurance claim or dealership not honoring a warranty, tax questions, mortgage questions, lease questions, and even representation for specific things.
Okay, and from a consumer standpoint, what's nice about this is that for that monthly cost, you always have someone that you can call, attorney-wise, and plus some of the additional benefits is that you can get your will updated at no additional cost. And
correct.
There's identity theft. Why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Wow, that is the number one complaint to the FTC. I want to say almost 16, 17 years in a row, because it's the crime that people think that you, it's just going to affect your credit card or your bank card. But real identity theft is someone who is using your information, not just accessing your credit card or banking account, but actually using your identifying information to carry out business as you, but leave you kind of holding the bag. For example, credit card bank identity theft are only about 17% of the issue, but driver's license identity, medical identity, character and criminal, and Social Security identity theft are way more insidious and happen more often than those things, and really more difficult to fix. That's why there's a partnership with Legal Shield, so the number one background research and background check company in the world, which is Kroll Solutions. Kroll is the company that does the background check for the FBI, the CIA, and the Secret Service. They also are the forensic accountants for the SEC. They approached Legal Shield about 15, 16 years ago, but they were way ahead of the game because they had been doing identity theft and issues for large corporations and Fortune 500 companies, and they were asking for a product to help deal with and protect their employees and some of their customer base. And they came up with a product, but found out that identity theft is so far-reaching that it's not just going to affect you in your home, that if you have someone using your information in Texas, you can't just pick up the phone and call and say, that's not me. You need an attorney to go in there and press charges against that person. And so what they did, they came to Legal Shield and said, you have the best network in place of attorneys all across the country. And that's where the two products married in a partnership some 15, 16 years ago. So that you have not only the access to help to have the identity theft issues dealt with and being proactive, but you also have to know that 90% of most identity theft issues turn into legal issues. So you have the backing of having the Legal Shield program there to help walk you through and even protect and go through some issues and write letters and make phone calls, because these are covered benefits in that Legal Shield plan.
Okay, well, what's pretty amazing here, Ganelle, is that we talked last week on the radio show about identity theft itself, and so viewers or listeners here is what's amazing is, you know, here's an alternative on being able to protect your identity, as well as if you do need an attorney, then there's just one phone call away. And Ganelle, tell me a story, one of the best stories out there with how we've helped people in the past.
Well, this, for example, for an identity theft with a senior citizen who was at home, and she did a little child care on the side. She babysit children in the neighborhood, and she had the legal plan that so she could get her will done and use it for her mortgage and questions and things, and that's one of the things that people get the plan for. And she said, well, I don't do a lot on the internet, and I don't do a lot of shopping and things like that, but I'll get the identity theft just for peace of mind. And then 6 months later, she called me, and she was just so grateful because she did not know what she would have done. She called to get her 90-day refill, like many of us do, for our prescriptions in the mail, and they told her it was too soon. And she looked at her prescription bottle and said, no, says I can call after this date. And they began to tell her that while she was in the nursing home up in Perrysburg, Ohio, though that's where her refills were being filled right now. And she kind of had to stop and bat her eyes and said, no, I'm not in a nursing home, and I'm certainly not in Perrysburg. I'm just in the north end of Columbus. And with that, she hung up and made a phone call to the ID Shield. And what they did, they began to do a proactive search and begin to find out what was going on here, and found out that there was a nursing home that was billing her Medicare for several different prescriptions. And she also made the phone call to the law firm, which wrote a letter to the nursing home to cease and desist of her use, because that's a federal offense to misuse someone's Medicare information. And also, in the research, they also found like a post office box and two other addresses where things were going with her Social Security number. and they shut it all down. It took them about 30 days, but they shut it all down and got her prescription straightened out and her Medicare and everything straightened out. But it did go into and find that there was a big gay drug ring at this nursing home. It did expose some issues there, that there were several people selling Medicare prescriptions at a nursing home and using other people's information. But it cost her nothing. It was part of her benefit and her service that was already in place to fix that situation, which she would have had no clue on how to fix it herself. And that's the insidiousness of identity theft. If you, anyone was in an identity theft victim today, and not just bank or credit card, because people don't realize back in 68 there was a law that was passed that says that the bank and credit card companies are supposed to monitor and watch for suspicious activity on our banks and credit card statements. So the driver's license and the medical and the character and criminal and even your Social Security number, this is wide open. And those are some of the crazy things that Legal Shield, with our ID Shield, can step right in and help with people. And, again, being proactive and getting this in place, because it's just a matter of time before anyone is can become a victim of identity theft. They say there's 30 new victims per minute every day.
Can you go ahead and share with the listeners what the cost was at that time or this time with what the program costs?
Well, our identity ID, our family legal plan is $24.95, and our identity theft is $24.95. But the difference being is it covers the entire family, up to 8 people. Whereas if you look around and shop around, most identity theft products charge for extra person, and our legal plan and identity theft plan for about under $50 a month will cover an entire family up to age 18. And if this is a benefit from through a workplace, they will cover it up to age 26, the identity theft. But the family plan and the legal will cover the family up to age 26. That means they have the ability to get their wills done for free, use the legal plan, and then have the access and the coverage and ability to monitor and watch their Social Security numbers of all the members in that family for under $50.
Okay, now how about individuals? What's the cost on an individual identity
theft plan? There is an identity theft individual plan that's only $9.95.
Okay.
But the regular legal plan now is now $24.95.
Okay.
No enrollment fee anymore.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure people get to, you know, hear mm-hmm. what the different options are. And what else would you like to share to the listeners before we head into another topic?
Well, that having a legal plan, I think the biggest thing that people have to understand is you don't have to be in trouble to want to have the access to use an attorney. Many times we think we can get by with just kind of researching here and there. But people have got to know that you got to let attorneys do what they do. And they're an attorney for a reason. And they have the expertise and the education to do so much more than help us when something bad happens. I think the biggest job we have is teaching people how to be proactive and just using it for mortgages, leases, taxes, you know, making sure you're reviewing the documents and agreements and things. The best thing I did is have them review some retirement paperwork I knew was going to give me $250 a month, and I was told not to sign it and gave me reasons not to sign it and told me he wouldn't sign it if it was his document. And what the advice he gave me, instead of getting $250 a month in retirement money, I got a lump sum of $19,000 just by waiting and paying attention and getting the right advice. If I can help people understand that having a legal plan in their pocket gives an ability to make good decisions without mooching some advice from a family member or friend, and getting the advice from a top law firm. The law firm here in Ohio is McGuire Snyder Hassey, and they are listed as some of the super attorneys in the state. You have some of the best access to an attorney that we probably couldn't afford on our own with the Legal Shield plan here in Ohio.
Well, I know eventually we'll have you back on the program, and I appreciate this input here and the advice, and hopefully another piece of helpful information. My phone number, if you have interest in further information, 614-310-1980, or email us at info@apisecurity.us.
Thank you for listening to The Protector Show with security expert Ed Johnston. Listen every Friday morning between 11:10 a.m. and noon for this important new show here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. For more information on Ed and the show, please visit theprotectorshow.com.